Well, hey there. This is Jim, and I was just thinking. Welcome back to the second episode of this new podcast, or the 221st episode of the one that has been going since 2013. No, like I said in the last episode, I didn't count them, but thankfully, my podcast host did. This episode is going to be on the serious side. It's the end of another year, and it's that time when thoughts in my family turn from the mirth and happiness of the birth of the King of Kings to Death Week. What is Death Week, you ask? It's the 7 days from Christmas Day to New Year's Eve. During this festive time, my family remembers the passing of not one, two, or three relatives, but four loved ones who have shuffled off this mortal coil and are now discussing philosophy with Socrates, poetry with Dante, and what a farce professional wrestling really is with Rowdy Roddy Piper. Now, I don't know if it's because people in my family are not fond of sharing, or if it's because we don't like jumping in other people's spotlight, but these anniversaries are each attached to a unique date in that week. Yeah, we can't just have them all on one day or 2 days and get it over with quickly. No. That's child's play. In my family, we're a hearty bunch. So we've set them out like stepping stones across a mighty Yuletide river of loss. Now, to a certain extent, I'm speaking with my tongue firmly planted in my cheek. But it always wasn't able to see this week this way. In fact, there were several years that I had to will my way from Christmas to New Year's Day. Many was the year that I had to fill myself up with Christmas cheer in order to make it to New Year's Day. It was as if Christmas was at the bottom of a valley and New Year's Day was on an overlooking mountaintop. If I was going to make it to the top of Resolution Point, I needed to hit Christmas Valley at 100 miles an hour, because once the gifts were open, my gas tank would be empty, and only physics and momentum were going to get me up that hill. It all started on Christmas Day, 1976. My mother answers the phone and quickly hands it off to my father. This was already bad news. My dad's friends never called. In fact, nobody ever called to talk to my dad. Now, friends pull in the driveway unannounced? Yes. But call? No. My suspicion was proven correct as I watched the blood drain from my father's face. His mother and my grandmother had passed away on Christmas morning. My other grandmother would follow her on December the 27th, 1981. Her husband, my maternal grandfather, followed her on December the 29th. 2009. Finally, my father added his contribution to the week by passing on December 28th, 2011. The macabre humor in my family is that this leaves the 26th, 30th, and 31st open for my mother, my sister, and me. Thus the name, Death Week. Needless to say, we all take a deep breath on January 1st. Now, I don't think I need to explain why so many losses at the same time of year are a tad stressful. This is a good thing, though, because I have no intention of explaining it. What I do want to focus on is how I change my perspective on Death Week. When someone we care about passes, we often use terms that connote a permanent separation. We say things like, I lost my father on, or my mother is no longer with us. This is all wrong. A person is not like a pair of sunglasses that you lose at the beach. Imagine somebody saying, I don't know what happened. I took my dad to the park, I sat him down on a bench for a moment, and the next thing I knew, he was gone. I lost him. We don't say things like that. Saying someone is no longer with us is also incorrect. Okay, yes. Are they physically here? No. Is that all they were, though? Just an animated body walking around and imparting nothing on you or anyone else? As easy to forget as a lamppost that you drive by on the highway? Or was there more to them than just their physical presence? If your loved one had any more personality than a mile marker, then you have to admit that some of what made them who they are is now part of you. You're still here, aren't you? So as long as you're here, the part of them that you took in is also here. So it's not correct to say that they are no longer with us, because when you walk into a room, they walk in with you. You've got your father's eyes. You've got your grandfather's sense of humor. You've got your mother's smile. All these things are proof that your dear departed is not long gone, but in fact actually smiling at you from the mirror. Now, for my audience that calls themselves atheists, this is as good as I can do for you. On a side note, it is interesting that atheism is the belief that there is no God, since it's impossible to obtain conclusive scientific proof that an immortal, immaterial, and all-powerful spirit does not exist. It's fair to say that all atheists have faith that there is no God. We'll come back to that mind-bender in another episode, though. For people who do believe in an afterlife, we have a hope that not only are our loved ones living on in us, but also living on another plane of existence. From the Roman Catholic perspective that I believe in, I would tell you that my father, grandfather, and grandmothers are more alive now than when they walked the earth. Instead of leaving me in the land of the living, it is I, just like Ebenezer Scrooge and the ghost of Christmas Present, who is in fact the shadow. When I really considered these points, I was forced to admit that this is not Death Week after all. It's Life Week. It's not the week that I remember the loss of four dear family members, but a week I remember all that I have gained from each of them. If you've ever talked to me about music, science fiction, or religion, well, you've met my father. Winced, groaned, or less frequently laughed at a really bad pun that I make more often than I should, and I understand that. Well, you've also now just met my grandfather. Wondered how I can be so organized? Well, let me introduce you to my Scottish grandmother. Wondered why I love to laugh so much? Let me introduce you to my Irish grandmother. All these people made me the person I am today, and I am so much better for it. So now the winter chill is in the air, and Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You has long worn out its welcome. I mean, it's been playing 12 times a day since the day after Halloween, for crying out loud. Each year, as we celebrate the birth of the infant king, I will look forward once again to a week where I remember the loved ones that passed on the week between Christmas and New Year's. I'll remember all the joy they gave me and all the gifts they passed on to me to share with you.